Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious hour on radio. And the Cinco de Mayo weekend celebrations are going to continue all through the weekend. We don't wait till May 5th to celebrate Cinco de Mayo here in Southern Arizona. We start right around early May, and we kicked things off at the Hotel Congress last night at the Agave Fest, where we personally sampled more than 50 agave spirits. And now we are here keeping the party going at our favorite beachfront destination in all of Southern Arizona. We are, in fact, live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. Again, Cinco de Mayo is in full parade right here on Sunrise and Swan. $5 spicy senoritas, $3 land sharks. We're talking tequila, we're talking rum, we're talking all things Finney at this glorious beachfront destination for food, fun, and frolic. Now, when you're thinking about food and fun and frolic, the paths only lead to one direction. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie, PR maven, and rum connoisseur John Farlow is back with us.
You know, I always seem to show up at the food shows, so that...
Yeah.
I don't know what that's saying, but...
When gourmet spirits are on the table...
There you go.
And they don't even have to be gourmet.
No.
John says, you know, sign me up for the booze shows.
Well, you said land shark. I like that.
So $3 land sharks here.
That's a deal.
So, you know, we're excited, John, to have you on the show because we're going to be talking with Troy Roberts, who is the CEO and the chief distiller with a wonderful sort of small batch handcrafted rummery down in Florida called Siesta Key.
And I am stoked for this. I've been kind of like looking at up once we heard he was gonna be on the show. We have a mutual friend, so and really I was just excited to hear this whole, or you know, to hear that he was on the show. I think that you know me, it's like I'm a rum guy, so it's like, I mean, of all things, I mean, I like tequila, I like vodka, I like pretty much anything you put in front of me, but really the rum, that's the end all be all for me. It's a happy drink. It's a fun drink. So.
And you don't have to drink tequila all through Cinco de Mayo weekend.
This is true.
When you're thinking about Cinco de Mayo, it's outdoors, it's beach, it's
blenders. I think of Mexico, I think of Playa del Carmen, which is probably more rum than it is.
That's exactly right.
Still a little further south in Mexico.
Well, we're also going to be talking to Chef Tiki Tim, the executive chef right here. Oh, look. And as we're here on live radio, he walks up. He just kind of saunters up. He's been out of town for a long time, but he's finally decided to grace Southern Arizona with his presence. He's Mike Sump with Long Realty, foothillsfavorites.com for all of your commercial and residential real estate solutions. He's here, but he's not drinking. Where's your beverage, Mike Sump?
He just walked in the door. So.
He just walked in the door. Give the man a second and a cocktail as well. But anyway, rum and tequila and great. I mean, this is what it's all about.
This is a fun weekend. I mean, and it actually started last weekend for me, so it hasn't stopped since. So it really, I mean, you know, we went to the Mariachi Festival last weekend and got a chance to go out to another favorite place, Casino del Sol, and
love it.
Hang out poolside there. Oh, look at here.
And the cocktails have arrived, John Farlow.
I'm good with that. So. Went out, hung out with Aaron DeFeo, and actually tried several different really high-end rums. And just his knowledge of rum is amazing. And really, rum has seen a resurgence, and we'll talk about this later. But it really has become a kind of a go-to beverage for a lot of mixologists lately.
Exactly.
And
we should. I'm glad you mentioned Aaron DeFeo, because last night at the Agave Fest, there was about eight mixologists who competed for, toe-to-toe, the best agave cocktail in all of Southern Arizona.
Yep.
He was one of the eight. He actually came in second. He was the first runner-up.
Second.
Which, I thought there must be some misunderstanding.
Yeah. Who voted on this?
When Aaron DeFeo was announced. But anyway, new guy that I just met last night, he took home the honors, John Herrera from Elliott's on Congress. Have you been to
really?
Elliott's?
No.
Neither have I, but he rocked it last night.
Where's Elliott's at?
Somewhere on Congress downtown.
There you go.
We're going to find out about it.
We're
going to be talking to Tiki Tim about probably the biggest breaking news in all of the foodie world here in Southern Arizona. If you're a fan of Finney's like I am, and you've come to know and to love this Chubasco hot sauce that comes with everything.
And I have to say, I haven't had it, but I've heard raves about it. I'm looking at a bottle of it right now.
Yeah, I mean,
it looks,
cayenne pepper, yeah, jalapeno, serrano, habanero, red onion spices. And just as of yesterday, they've bottled this beauty, and it is now for sale. Stocking stuffers a little bit early.
There you go.
Come in here and grab yourself a case of this Chubasco
it's
hot
Christmas
sauce.
It's Christmas in May, folks.
That's the way we roll here. And anyway, we also want to make sure everybody knows, while we want you to come out right now, have a $5 spicy senorita or a $3 land shark, come meet John Farlow in person.
There you go.
Have a glass of rum with him. This is the place where the party
or
is
many.
Just going to be. Or many.
Or many.
To stop at one.
Yeah.
This place is going to just absolutely go nuts tomorrow for their big Cinco de Mayo fiesta. They got live mariachi music. They got staycation package giveaways. All kinds of drink specials. Now, what are your Cinco de Mayo plans tomorrow?
You know, this is a little further east than I go, but probably Cervezas. Probably
Cervezas. Always
yeah.
a great
You know what? Ray always does a great job. They're having a big fiesta outside. It's close to the house. So, yeah, that's probably going to be what Cinco de Mayo is. I don't know. I mean, we really haven't. We've kind of kept this year kind of, you know, by ear kind of thing to see what happens.
Right.
So, yeah. Hell, I might be back up here tomorrow. It's like,
we'll
take Entourage home.
That's all right. 909-0100 to get you home safely. So, you know, we're getting into the warmer months.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, especially here at Finney's Landing. You know, it's
I feel like I'm on a beach right now.
I absolutely love the atmosphere. But all right, is your palate taking a turn during the warm summer months? What are you libating with these days?
You know what? I always go to rum. I really have started, you know, like last weekend, all I wanted was a pina colada.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, you know, rum is one of those cool drinks where you can drink it neat. You can drink it mixed in things, and nobody cares. It's not like, you know, you get the no offense to tequila folks, but, you know, you get people who say, oh, you never mix that in a margarita or whatever. So you get a really high-end tequila, never mix it. Ray Flores is not one of those people. So it's like, so we learned that last time. But really, you know, so I've been going to a fruity drink. Liking that. I tried a moonshine drink the other day for the first time, and it tasted like that hot dog in a stick place that you used to get in the mall, that cherry lemonade kind of thing.
Oh, I remember
dangerously deadly cocktails. Yeah, you wouldn't want to go down this road, but it was very tasty, and hopefully we'll get to go sample those one of these days. It was at the lodge, so
sounds yummy. You know, we're actually looking at maybe doing a live broadcast from the lodge.
Oh, cool.
That'll be fun. I hear good things about their big Sasquatch burger.
Which I've got my two kids here with me, and both of them have attempted the Sasquatch. One went all the way. One made it about three quarters of the way. So, yeah. He's over there raising his hand right now.
Yeah,
he didn't get the T-shirt, but he had to pay for his dinner.
Waving the white flag of surrender. Anyway, you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break a little bit early now because we want to make sure we have just enough time to talk with Troy Roberts. He's the busiest guy in all of the spirits world, especially rum. We want to make sure we honor the time that he has for us. We're actually going to be tasting some of his elixirs ourselves.
Wait.
So we're going to give a little bit of time for Troy Roberts. But anyway, you're listening to Matt Russell and John Farlow on The Menu Live from Finney's Landing on KNST AM 790. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. We're knocking out $5 spicy senoritas and $3 land sharks. And we're going to be talking a lot about great tequila-based beverages. But John Farlow, our celebrity co-host.
We've got my drink in front of us,
you know,
now.
This is,
several of them, they keep coming.
They just haven't stopped, quite frankly, because that's how things go here at Finney's Landing.
Yeah.
But this is a moment for rum. You know, Cinco de Mayo, as we said, is not just a holiday for tequila. It's a holiday for outdoors and the Keys lifestyle and the Caribbean.
It's just a fun party kind of thing. And when I think party, I can't think of anything else but rum.
We are in for a huge treat, fellow foodies, because we have on the phone with us right now the chief distiller and the CEO of a great company that I just learned about, Siesta Key Rum. His name is Troy Roberts. Troy, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you what, Troy, I wish you were sitting right here with us because, I don't know, you have made about 100 new best friends, my friend.
Well, I wish I was there, too, if you have some of the rum open.
Well, oh, you know, let me tell you, we actually have shown remarkable restraint, Troy Roberts, because we are actually holding in our hands this beautiful bottle of your elixir, the Siesta Key Spiced Rum, and we actually had the credentialed mixologist back behind the bar kind of make up a couple of cocktails for us, and we actually have a couple that are neat, because we want to kind of do a vertical tasting, if you will, of your rum. But before we, and we haven't had one sip yet, Troy. That's what
we have restrained ourselves.
We're going to keep that going just a little bit because we want to learn a little bit more about Siesta Key rum. Now, someone told me that just off the island coast of Sarasota on the west coast of Florida, there's something that happens with drum circles, and only you can tell the story. What is happening with drum circles in Sarasota, and how did that inspire this company of yours?
Sure. Well, there's the name of the company is Drum Circle Distilling, of course, and the rum is Siesta Key rum. Siesta Key is where I grew up as a kid, and there was many years ago, a group of drummers just started going out on Sunday evenings before sunset and banging their drums. And it started growing over the years, and it's to the point now where during the winter season, there'll be, you know, 300-400 people out there and playing their drums and just watching the sunset, and it's a great time. So that kind of was the name that I thought fit the rum company the best.
Man, I mean, I love
all kinds of drums, or steel drums, or everything in between.
Drummer, you get a lot of different types, but I think kind of like the island drums, you know, the bongos and the big drums that look almost like big rum barrels, actually.
I love it. And as I understand, your goal was to sort of, with this Siesta Key rum, was to put the essence of this kind of friendly and laid-back little island into a bottle of rum, and you've done a remarkable job. I mean, the packaging is beautiful. The brand is beautiful. We've just opened up the bottle, and the nose coming off this rum, Troy Roberts, is absolutely impossible to put into words.
When they first smell it.
So one of the things that, as we begin to taste this Siesta Key Spiced Rum, which I want to remind all of our listeners, is available now at both of the Wine and More stores in Southern Arizona. But the first thing that I picked up when I opened this bottle and I brought it up to my nose, this does not even smell like those other spiced rums. I mean, what was your idea with making this such a distinction between your beautiful product and the other stuff that are mass-produced?
Well, I think the main idea was I wanted it to be a quality rum. There was no real reason to get into this unless I wanted to make something that is really different. Most of the mass-produced rums today use liquid flavorings, and we've actually had sales reps come by knocking on the door and trying to sell me 55-gallon drums of what they call liquid spice rum flavor. We don't do that. We take our rum, and we literally grind up spices, and we put them in the rum, and we have a big stainless steel paddle. We mix it all up, and then we put a little bit of honey in. That's where the sweetness comes from, and it just sits like that for a couple of days, and we put it through some big filters to get all the chunks of spices back out, and you end up with something that's just completely different than the mass-produced spice rums.
And I got to tell you, this is amazing. You can really taste the spice in there. I mean, unlike the mass-produced spice rums, which kind of that's become a very trendy kind of thing, but this one, and Matt, I walked in the door and I was hoping for some gold here because the spice rum, you know, I'm not a spice rum person. This is amazing. It has like almost like banana notes, and you can taste pumpkin pie in there. And I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Thanksgiving dinner rum as well.
Troy talked about some honey. I'm getting some honey. I'm getting a little vanilla. Yeah. I'm getting a little clove in here. I mean, this is a premium. Yep. I never thought that spiced rum would be a sipping rum, Troy Roberts.
No.
Yeah, I think people tend to drink it straight or on the rocks quite often. It mixes really well, too, of course, because those spices carry through in almost any drink. But it's just, you know, there's a real trend with foodies and people who appreciate quality food and drinks, and I think we're kind of on the forefront with spiced rum, you know, taking it back to what spiced rum is supposed to be. It's real rum that you just have some good spices in, and it just adds to the flavor.
So Troy, talk about the resurgence of rum. I mean, there's really been a complete turnaround. I mean, it used to be something that everybody just kind of associated with pina coladas, and that was about it. It has really seen kind of a turnaround lately. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think it's partly just because better rums are being produced, number one, and people are more aware of that. There's also been a trend towards more cocktails, of course, over the last several years. And I think, rum used to be, like you say, it was something that you had to put in a drink that could cover flavor and the roughness. I think there were a lot of very inexpensive, not quite so good rums being produced.
Yeah.
And, I think we're kind of helping move along the rum renaissance.
You know, our server just brought us over. We've tried it neat now. We've gotten our kind of our palates coated, cascading across our palates, this wonderful Siesta Key spiced rum. Now we're enjoying a little bit of a Finney's Mojito, just to see if that spiced rum can stand up to the mint and some of that the beautiful effervescence of that mojito. John, what do you think?
Well, I got to tell you, on Derby Day, I'll take a mojito any day over a julep. So it's like...
Exactly.
This is really.
Yeah, the spiced rum. It's a beautiful sort of interplay between the spice of that rum with the beautiful the earthiness of that mint is just beautiful. We got one more cocktail to taste before it's now. They Troy Roberts have brought us a cocktail that
we'll post the picture for you.
We will post the picture on our Facebook page. It is it is encased in an entire pineapple, and it's called the Big Pow Pow, spiced rum, coconut, pineapple, triple sec, all kinds of things. So I'm going to take the top off here, John.
Oh, wow.
And you and I are both going to go.
I definitely wish that was there.
As we're tasting the Big Pow Pow, Troy, why don't you talk about some of the other rums that you have at Siesta Key? Now, we're enjoying this great spiced rum, but you've got some other rums that are really winning all kinds of awards in their own right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've taken best-in-class first-place medals at the biggest rum competition in the world with both the spiced and our silver rum. And our gold rum has taken the silver medal. So the silver got gold, the gold got silver. But the silver's really popular in the mojitos, for example. It's very smooth. Gold rum is outstanding. We ate it in a combination of different barrels. We have... small brand we got from Northern Soda Oak with tight brand. They're toasted and charred on the inside. It brings out the vanilla, the natural occurring all flavors are oak, and it also the gold
breaking
as well.
Up a little bit. Troy, you with us? Yeah, we lost you for about 10 seconds there. I think you're on a cell phone. But so we got this great gold, this great silver, this wonderful spice. Now, this spiced rum, I don't know if we talked about this, the Caribbean Journal, which is really reporting on all of the things that are trending across the Caribbean part of the world, the Caribbean Journal ranked your spiced rum the number one spiced rum in the market for 2012. How does that make you feel, Troy Roberts?
Well, in Journal of all publications, say that from the market was really quite a coup. We were very, very happy because they know their rums down there.
And that it wasn't even close. That was what I was amazed by. I'm like, how do you compete against all of these different rums that have that kind of accolade?
We were shocked. We've gotten nice press lately. Cooking Light magazine, a couple million subscribers, named it one of the best artisan products in the United States. And the Miami New Times it called it possibly the tastiest rum in the world, which we thought was pretty cool, too.
Well, I tell you what, Troy, you've got two new converts here. I want to, again, remind all of our listeners that you can get the Siesta Key rum, ask for it by name, at both of the Total Wine stores. Now, if you walk into a bar in Southern Arizona and you ask for a Siesta Key rum and they say, we don't have it, demand an answer. Demand an answer. Demand.
Absolutely.
The answer isn't go to Florida.
It's to get Siesta Key rum in here. Anyway, we got about 20 seconds left. Troy Roberts, how can people learn more about you online?
Go to siestakeyrum.com, and you can learn everything you need to know right there.
Siestakeyrum.com. Troy Roberts, the CEO and chief distiller at Siesta Key Rum and Drum Circle Distilling, thank you so much for contributing to this historic Cinco de Mayo broadcast. We wish you much success
in the
future.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
This is good stuff, John Farlow.
This
we got
awesome.
a little neat spiced rum. We had a gorgeous mojito.
And the pow-pow.
And the pow-pow.
Yeah, don't forget the pow-pow.
It's a meal and a pineapple.
That's right.
Well, anyway, speaking of great meals, we come here to Finney's Landing all the time because it's kind of taken the beach theme.
Oh, it's awesome.
Up a whole nother notch.
My first time, but certainly won't be my last.
Exactly.
So like this.
And as we were talking about earlier on in the show, people like me, they come in here and they ask for an extra side of that Chubasco hot sauce because I put it on everything. In fact, I'm wondering how a couple of drops of this might taste in the King Pow Pow,
or
the Big Pow Pow. But anyway, the people here at Finney's Landing are very smart because they've realized the potential of this Chubasco hot sauce. They have now bottled it, and it is officially for sale. And I think they're close to running out of it already. I think here to tell us all about it is the executive chef himself, Tiki Tim. Welcome back, Tiki Tim.
Hey, Matt. It's good to see you again.
Nice to see you. I mean, I love when you come out of the kitchen and you're so busy back there, and you know people really want you back there because you oversee this great culinary team. I mean, let's be frank. But now we are getting Tiki Tim in a bottle. I mean, I don't know how in the world you did that. So what led to the development of, you know, this idea to take the Chubasco hot sauce and actually go, you know, go bottles?
Well, it's been such a big hit here at the restaurant. We use our Chubasco flavor profile in a lot of the menu. This powers up our wings. We've got a burger named after it. And it all comes from a great blend of cayenne, jalapenos, serranos, and habaneros. I think we finally got it down to a science. And right here in the restaurant, we've been putting it tableside, and people have been soaking up their tacos in it. And we just realized we had a great thing going, and why not put it in a bottle?
I think that's great, and I literally put it on everything. Finney and Scott can tell you themselves. And I mean, there's nothing that Russell won't put this Chubasco on. I love that Chubasco salmon sandwich, you know. Ooh. And we'll talk in the second half of the show about the sort of the variety of what you can do with chicken and salmon in a burger.
Sure.
When you get those fried jalapenos, you get that beautiful bacon over a gorgeous fillet of salmon, and then I just had a beautiful, nice couple of shakes of that Chubasco. Now, we live here in Southern Arizona. We're surrounded by wonderful artisan peppers. I mean, there's a pepper for every profile and personality. There's a pepper for every heat. You've selected four peppers to go into this Chubasco. How did you come to even decide which peppers you're going to bring together in this beautiful sauce?
Well, each of the peppers that we're using all offer a different blend of heat and a different flavor profile. And I think we've got the ratio spot on. Another way that we bring out the elements of these peppers is we char roast them all first before they go into the sauce. So
nice.
It gives it a completely different flavor.
Right. And so what was sort of the biggest challenge, you know, to take something that you developed and concepted, and then you're going to have to get it into a bottle? I mean, how is that a difficult thing to do?
Selecting the bottle took a little bit, but we've got a great graphic designer, Finney, our proprietor. Came up with a really clever label with a shark.
I like the shark.
And, yeah, isn't it cool?
Yep.
And a pepper on the front. Just shows you that the pepper sauce has a bite.
And there's only one calorie per teaspoon. That's
well,
what
there
has.
You go. You can drink the whole bottle.
One teaspoon, there's only one calorie.
There's only 140 calories in the whole bottle. So there you go.
I love it. You must be in PR. That's amazing. So anyway, what are some of the things that you're putting this Chubasco on, other than, you know, the sort of the classic tacos? I mean, are you like I am and it's just going on everything?
I mean, I haven't tried it on ice cream yet, but
I would not discount the potential of that because, again, it's full flavor. Now, it's hot, but it's not overbearing. It's not overwhelming. It gives you a nice little wake up, but it's not something that's going to hang on with you while. I think this would be a nice accent on something sweet.
Sure. And it's chocolate. Great. It's great in drinks.
Chocolate, yeah.
It makes a great Bloody Mary. So,
are you guys using it behind the bar as well?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, now this is how many ounces is this? Is a 5-ounce bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's, you know, that's a couple of shots.
Uh-huh.
But for others, you know, how much is the bottle of Chubasco?
So we're doing them for $5.
$5?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
That's a smoking deal.
Oh, I was thinking $9.99 when I saw the bottle.
Yep.
All right, so you're making it affordable, you're making it approachable, mm-hmm. and you want to introduce this whole idea of Chubasco to your guests. Best way to do it, come on in. Is there a maximum number? I know there are people like me, I'm going to come in and order them by the case.
Right.
But are you guys fully equipped? You've ramped up production capacity to satisfy the appetite
Absolutely.
Of our audience?
Absolutely. You know, I just wanted to mention real quick that another difference between this sauce and the other ones you might find on the shelves is, you know, we do have a price point right in where everybody else is, but it's a unique texture. As Matt, we were talking before the show, it's not like a liquid pureed sauce. It's got some nice texture in there. And then it's also got much lower sodium than the other sauces you'd find on the shelf, too.
Yeah, I mean,
all natural ingredients as well.
I'm glad you said that because that's the temptation is to just throw a lot of sodium in there to almost cover up the corners that you're cutting
right.
with the pepper. But this is a full flavor, full, you know, on quality texture hot sauce that you don't want to kind of muck up. And I love the fact
looks fresh.
As you're looking at it, there are chunks of the peppers in there. The texture that you come to expect and love from the Chubasco that you serve in the glass decanters here with the cork tops.
Uh-huh.
This is you've manifested beautifully in these bottles. So I think I want to take a few of these home.
I think so. Yeah, a case. Yeah,
I'm in for a case. You know, I'm going to do a little tasting.
I don't have anything to put this in, but I'm going to put it in the cap, and I'm going to do a little tasting all by itself. I am. Watch me. Right. I'm doing a shot.
I'll join you.
I'm doing a shot of Chubasco.
I never let anybody
right
do
now.
A shot alone. So
all right. Well,
cheers,
here.
Salute.
Salute. We're literally drinking the Chubasco out of the cap. Yeah, beautiful. See, that's beautiful, full flavor. All
yeah.
the peppers. The roasting, as you said, is absolutely perfect. These aren't going to last
stuff.
Long. We got about a minute left before yep. we go to a commercial break.
Sure.
Talk about how the name Chubasco came about. What does that mean?
So Chubasco, it's a word for a Mexican storm that comes up off the coast. Thunder, lightning, a blazing storm. So we just brought out some chips here.
Chips.
Lynn was doing shots of my Michael.
We didn't know stinking chips. Chips are for beginners.
Chips are just a vehicle to get this in.
But I'm going in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the ticket.
That's
like a Doritos
right
commercial
there.
Right there.
I know, and I keep eating. I'm sure it goes. I am. Well, anyway, a little sip of the Big Pow Pow. And we're off and rolling. Chica Tim, you're going to hang out with us for the second
sure.
half of the show, learn a little bit more about what's been going on new on the menu. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you, my friend.
Great. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Menu Live at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Swan and Sunrise, and it's On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Swan and Sunrise. Look, we've got $5 spicy senoritas. You know, John Farlow, that's the margarita that took first place at the Tucson Taco Festival
really?
A couple of years.
I did not know that.
We're going to be talking to Finney himself about what makes this cocktail so beautiful. And it's only $5 today.
What a deal.
$3 land sharks. We are just having a great time.
Oh,
working
the party's
our
already
way
started.
Through Cinco de Mayo weekend here at Finney's Landing. And you know what? What a great opportunity to sit the man down himself. Now, you
yep.
never can get this guy to sit down. I don't think he sat down, you know, since
I haven't seen him sit down since I got
since
here.
Fat so. Tuesday, for crying out loud. His name is Finney, and he runs this place. Finney, welcome back, man.
Hey, guys. It's really great to have you back up here.
I mean, one of our favorite places. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, what better? You can be yourself. You can act yourself. You can just hang. You got these gorgeous mountain views. You feel like you're on the beach. The cocktails are absolutely exquisite. The food is first rate. I mean, and this is coming to work for you every day.
It's not bad. Our philosophy here is to try to throw a different party every night and really not take ourselves too seriously, except when you come to the food and the service. Everything else is kind of out the window. And,
that's right. Well,
we put the flip-flops on the front door, and it's kind of the shot across the bow. If you come up and say that this is too casual for you, just stop right there.
And we should tell folks that have never been here at Franklin, I can't imagine that anyone's ever heard my voice has never been to Finney's Landing. But he's right. There are flip-flops. Those are the door handles, Finney. I mean, how did that come up? How'd you come up with that?
Actually, we had a casting party. We had everybody, we knew we wanted to do it, and everybody brought in their old flip-flops and, figured out which ones would be the best, and I think the greatest thing is the push plate on the other side of those old Huarache tire tracks.
Yeah, that's what.
Anybody who's old enough as we are remember those from down Mexico way.
Absolutely. You've spent quite a bit of time down there.
That was research.
Little R&D, Finney style.
I was driving around today listening to Herb Alpert trying to get into the mood, and boy, those days in Obregon Street and after college when when the objective was to drink shots and not get shot.
I think that's still the objective there, Finney.
Nogales is a little more dicey now.
Well, let me tell you what, speaking of shots, we actually did, and I think it was a first. This is an On the Menu Live first. We just did two shots of the Chubasco hot sauce. We did
it right here.
So congratulations for rolling out the love here in the bottle. I mean, I'm really excited about it, obviously for selfish reasons, because I love this stuff. Now you're bottling it up. Tiki Tim was telling us, for only $5 a bottle.
Well, if we were getting tired of people stealing at first.
I could see that happening. I could see me.
Maybe there's a market here, So just through attrition, we thought, well, maybe we'll just go official on this and go on the record. And it's been, and I really have to give a lot of credit to Scott Menke, my business partner here, because it became an obsession for him to get it ready in time for Cinco de Mayo and go through the licensing and the U of A testing and make sure everything was above board.
Yeah.
So,
but as Tiki Tim was saying, I mean, as stringent as the procedure and the process is, I mean, sailed right through. I mean, if anyone knows anything about quality,
that's right.
It's Finney.
There we go. And now it's going to be followed. I don't know if Tim talked about, we have some more products coming out, so it's going to be followed by at least three right now. And we're official bottling facility and very excited to be able to doing it all in-house so we can keep an eye on the quality control.
I'd like to think you're saying that for the first time on this radio show. I'd like to think we're breaking news.
This is it right here.
That's why I love Finney.
It was really, we did push
we're on a news radio show.
So anyway, talk a little bit about spiced rum. We had Troy Roberts from Siesta Key Rum on the show with us from Florida. But, you know, this is a weekend that we take our tequila seriously. Yep. You've got the spicy senorita that you've specialed for the entire weekend. The margarita that took first place at the Tucson Taco Festival a couple years ago. I think you guys have been open for about 3.5 hours when you entered that competition. What is it about this cocktail? What is this cocktail?
Well, I got to give credit to a guy who's sitting right over here, Johnny Ward, who's master mixologist, who I think he took it personally because there was a lot of journeyman bartenders out there for the Taco Festival, and you know they all know each other.
Came in the ringer, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Man, so it was a real battle for bragging rights. But the concoction that he put together with the prickly pear and the simple syrup, and then the garnishment with the jalapeno
garnish
was genius.
Beautiful, and it's only $5.
$5 tonight. So yep.
And it's going through the weekend, and we want to say I love seeing I lost count how many listeners that we have that have turned out for this exciting broadcast today. But the party really is just getting underway.
That's right. Tomorrow's going to be really a little more of the traditional stuff. We have the mariachis coming in at 3 o'clock. The mariachis, I think this translation.
Galitas
de Feo. Is the ugly monkeys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
I saw them last weekend at the mariachi festival.
Reminds me of prom dates past.
You and me both, brother.
And then we have something a little more traditional by Francisco Gonzalez. He's going to be playing at 6:30. And just general revelry from south of the border the rest of the day.
Yeah, this is where we're going to be, and it's just, you know, like we said, let me just say, if you are not getting our email newsletter every single Wednesday, you need to go to onthemenulive.com and sign up, because you're the first to get all the information about where we're going to be broadcasting from, who our celebrity co-hosts are going to be, who our special chefs that are going to be interviewed are, and we actually said in our e-blast this week, Finney's on Saturday, Finney's on Sunday. Our kind of weekend.
Exactly.
I mean, that is it, man.
Yeah, sleep in your car.
Done it. Guilty as charged. But anyway, you guys are not just going off the menu, and we're going to be talking to Tiki Tim about how the menu really has changed from when he first came on the show about a year ago. But you can certainly have the sort of the regular Finney's menu, I think, on Cinco de Mayo. But you're also rolling out some special Cinco de Mayo menus as well. Tiki Tim, what's on tap for Cinco de Mayo tomorrow?
Well, as you mentioned it, here it comes.
Oh, what a coincidence.
So, we've got three features.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got some Mexican-style shrimp cocktail, and that's like a traditional-style Mexican shrimp cocktail. It's a tomato citrus marinade, diced cucumber, avocado, tomato, and red onion. A little bit of spice. We kick it up with our Tabasco hot sauce just to level it out.
See, there you go again. Oh, yeah. That's how it works. Gorgeous. And if there's one word that I think kind of commonly weaves itself through all of these items, is fresh. I mean, everything, yeah. it looks fresh, it smells fresh, it tastes fresh. I mean, the time that you guys have taken to really ensure an authentic appearance of your food and the artistry that comes through with your food, I think, is extraordinary. And I mean that from a very genuine space. This
Thank
is
you.
Gorgeous. And yeah. I remember when you were on the show last year, there was something on your menu there was something that was not on your menu that is now. And the funny thing is, there was no shrimp on your menu a year ago. And
That's
I
right.
asked you, and you know, remember what you said? You know what? Shrimp is very accessible here in Southern Arizona. I can get shrimp anywhere. But you know what? Good, quality, sustainable shrimp is not readily accessible, and we're not going to serve it unless we can find it. Have
that's
you
right.
found good shrimp?
We finally have, and that's why we're trying to feature all these shrimp specials for the Cinco de Mayo here. We felt like we really missed out on the boat last year, but now we've got this top-grade sustainable shrimp, and here's three formats for you guys to sample right now.
Beautiful. I thought you'd never ask. Okay, so all we've had, I was going to say that we've got fairly fresh palates to start our tasting with, but all we've had is spiced rum and a shot of Tabasco sauce. So where do you go from there, Tiki Tim? Where should we begin our tasting today?
Okay, you know, we can start off with the hot food first while it's hot.
Yeah, good.
What you have right there in front of you, Matt, those are our Camarones Rellenos. And what those are Caribbean yellow hot peppers that we have stuffed with our Contessa sustainable shrimp, queso fresco, Japanese breadcrumbs, and green onion.
Okay, so right away, these are grilled peppers, and you know why I can tell they're grilled? Because there's grill marks on them.
Right.
These are real. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Okay, is there any warning or disclaimer or danger that I have to
– Or even instructions on how to eat.
It might be a little warm to the touch.
I'm going
to
go – I'm just going to go
I'm going in as well.
Okay, so as I'm going in, because you know the drill, Tiki Tim, I can't eat and talk at the same time.
Sure.
So when I'm bringing this lovely into my mouth – yes – talk about the kind of the range of flavors that I'm going to be experiencing here.
Okay. So right off the bat, you're going to get a bit of heat from the yellow hot, followed by just that nice shrimp texture, the breadcrumbs, the queso fresco, a little bit of salt. To make it even that much better, throw some of that Tabasco hot sauce on there.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
All right, so let me tell you what this is why I'm celebrating this dish. Because when you think about sort of the pedestrian stuffed pepper, and it's almost seems criminal to even call this a stuffed pepper, but people go heavy on the cheese, and you know there might be some crab meat or might be some shrimp in there. You brought in the cheese to accent it because this is full-on seafood in a big way.
Right on. That's what we're going for. This weekend's all about celebrating shrimp.
You tried any of this stuff, Minnie?
Yeah. they made me leave the kitchen so we could serve some later. Yeah.
Oh, that's a shrimp and queso fresco, a little bit of spice with the grilled pepper. And this is called what again?
That's our Camarones Rellenos.
Camarones Rellenos. Okay, I could not recommend this highly enough. Now, this is on the special Cinco de Mayo menu, which begins, you're doing that today or you're saving that for tomorrow?
We kicked this off last night. We're doing it all weekend.
Okay, so people can come in here and have it right now.
That's right.
And tomorrow as well. Okay, so this is gorgeous. Now, this is a serving of four then, right?
Yes.
That's coming in the basket.
Correct.
Absolutely beautiful. What's your price point on this?
To tell you the truth, I don't even.
I love putting you on the spot. It's not important.
He
whatever
makes
it is,
the food. He doesn't price it.
Whatever it is.
$8.
You're only charging $5 for the sauce. Whatever you're charging for the peppers, you're not charging enough. But anyway,
full order,
know you love
$8.
And that is four large peppers. Just beautiful. Okay, where are we going next, Jeff?
So now we're going to go into another Tabasco namesake menu item here. This is our Tabasco shrimp tostada. The way that we do our tostadas here is a little bit different than your traditional fried tortilla with refried beans and cheese or whatever else you have going on. What we like to do with our tostadas is we do a little smear of guacamole on the bottom.
A smear.
Yeah.
Has to. I'm glad that you did that. Yeah. I love it when you smear. I do. That's just.
But it adds that level of freshness versus that deep bean flavor.
Big shrimp. Are these like U3s or what? No. These are beautiful sized shrimp here.
Yeah, those are 21-25s.
Really?
Again, this is a Contessa sustainable shrimp.
All right.
We've got all the documents in house to back up where this stuff comes from and the level of
and we encourage all of
should anybody go check that?
Ask to see the documents.
Yeah. Sure.
Another wonderful thing about this particular dish, across other dishes. Is the range in textures and the range of temperature too? Because I love the hot shrimp, but I love the sort of the cool and the crisp lettuce and the creaminess of that sauce and the snap of that tostada. So you're getting all these great textures and all these different temperatures and all these flavors in something as dare I say simple as a tostada. Saying. You've redefined it, Tiki Tim.
Yep. That's right. Thank you.
He's blushing, John.
I know. He's without words.
So now, what happens when somebody comes in here like on a special theme party? Okay, I'm a regular fixture at all of them. So, Fat Tuesday, whenever you guys are doing the crawfish boils,
and the
gumbo, whenever you guys roll out something like that, you always develop a special menu around it. What happens when someone like myself comes up to you and says, I don't want to wait till next year to get another one of these amazing jambalayas or gumbos? I mean, how do you go about, breaking the news to people that, we've got our regular menu, which is just big and bold enough, but you tease people with these great themed dishes, and then they go away after the event.
Well, like Finney said earlier, we're always looking for a good reason to party up here at Finney's Landing. So I just fielded a phone call a couple weeks ago from a woman who said she was up here for Mardi Gras, had a great experience, and she was wondering if we celebrated Bastille Day. I never really heard of it. But
I missed that week of college.
But that was when he was in Mexico.
I'm waiting for Les Mis, the movie, to tell me what's going on.
That's right. Yeah, right. You got to figure out Mule Freak, Finney style. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So I love the creativity. I love the innovation. And you're really unstoppable. You never stop innovating in the kitchen. That's what I just love about you, Tiki Tim.
Yeah. So since we talked last time, our menu's developed quite a bit. I think we had a two-page menu back then. and now we're all the way up to 4 pages. We've added a couple menu categories. We've got hot dogs on the menu. We do a really great Sonoran-style hot dog with a Chabasco aioli on top.
Coming back again. I love it. And one of the things that I just discovered here a couple months ago was the flatbreads. You know, and you can find flatbreads at a number of places, but what you've done here, I think the BLTA, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
I'm not even looking at a menu. The BLTA, I mean, again, texture, temperature, full flavor, you can make a meal out of those flatbreads.
Absolutely.
So
flatbreads are phenomenal. They're grilled, too, so, I mean, they're not in the oven drying up and whatnot like a traditional flatbread.
Right.
We throw these right down onto the char broiler. We crisp them up real nice. You know, some like the BLTA, we use a lime aioli as a base sauce, some fresh shredded jack cheese, tomato, avocado, and then we top it off with some fresh greens and serrano vinaigrette.
Oh, that's beautiful. And that's a flatbread, John Farley.
I know.
That's that sort of that Finney's twist.
One of my favorite things about Tim is he doesn't feel like he has to go completely off kilter
right.
to create something original. What he does is he takes great classics and puts his particular trademark twist on it and tries to do it better and slightly different than anybody's been exposed to around here.
Exactly.
So you can still come in and have a burger, but it can be a truly great burger in a different style.
Right.
So,
and I challenge anybody to find a Chubasco burger. Again, fried jalapenos and bacon and the Chubasco aioli with those gorgeous fries. As a matter of fact, I believe the Arizona Daily Star said that your fries were quote, life-changing.
Life-changing.
Life-changing
yes.
Wow. French fries.
I don't know if that means that they're going to shorten your life. Which
anyway, and I lost count how many wings you guys have. I think 117 different varieties of chicken wings. But I always go for the Chubasco. I think I need to sort of switch things up. I love the Chubasco, but I almost feel like I'm cheating myself by not trying some of the other flavors. I love great buffalo wings. What other flavors and preparations do you have for the wings here?
So, like you mentioned, our Chubasco, so it's a stronger, really toned-in chili-flavored wing. Based on the Chubasco flavor profiles. We also have a Chubasco barbecue style. So it's a nice sweet and tangy barbecue sauce with the added heat of our Chubasco. We've got what we call Coco Nido, which is a rum coconut glazed wing. That's more or less our take on a teriyaki wing. We've got Parmesan garlic. We also have a prickly pear habanero made with our prickly pear barbecue sauce. It's kind of gastrique style, like the calamari you tried it last time on the show.
Oh, I remember.
But, yeah, the wings are a great thing, the flatbreads, the hot dogs. Menus come quite a ways.
Now, of the 4 pages of menu items that you have right here, double the amount what we had when we were sitting here a year ago,
sure.
Is there one item on the menu that just jumps out and says, this is Finney, this is what we're all about, and this is what everyone seems to be ordering?
You know, still our number one has got to be the La Paz fish tacos. Traditional fried fish taco, pico de gallo, lime aioli, and the Chubasco burger. I mean, Chubasco is our namesake, just like the hot sauce that we're bottling now. And can't get a better burger. Half-pound grass-fed Harris Ranch beef, like you mentioned, the pecan smoked bacon, the cheddar, the fried jalapenos. It's the real deal.
It's the real deal. And that's what Finney's is all about. It's the real deal. And one of our listeners is going to get a chance to come in here to Finney's and enjoy Finney's for him or herself for the first time, perhaps not, for lunch, for happy hour, for dinner, what have you. If they can answer the question, the trivia question that we're about to reveal, the first person to call the station with the right answer is going to get a Finney's gift card. Now, I know we talked to Scott a little bit about what the question would be. I've got one on deck, Finney, unless you got something else to roll with. You got a question?
I think the one that Scott gave you is the...
Great.
That's the official one.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, so John and I enjoyed this wonderful cocktail here called the Big Pow Pow. And it's served in a pineapple, and it's glorious. It's got coconut and rum and pineapple and triple sec. Two big straws for two big people. Although I think I could probably knock this back myself, I'll be charitable. So the cocktail is called the Big Pow Pow. We want to know what Pow Pow means. Okay, that actually means something. So if you think you know what pow pow means, give us a call right now at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a Finney's Landing gift card. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live with Chubasco aioli dripping down my chin at Finney's Landing on the northwest corner.
Broken a ceviche.
Sunrise and Swan having a great Cinco de Mayo weekend celebration. You don't have to wait till Sunday to get in here. And it looks like all your neighbors, Finney, are actually here right now. And it's this Chubasco sauce. It's the great sort of real authentic beach fare with a twist that Tiki Tim has knocked out. Or maybe it's our celebrity co-host, foodie John Farlow.
I've been knocked out a few times. But
here. So we want to know, before we get into our last item on the menu here, we want to know, what does pow pow mean? We enjoy this great cocktail called the Big Pow Pow with spiced rum, coconut, pineapple, triple sec, all kinds of wonderful things. Beautifully and lovingly whipped together, and I love it when Finney whips. I just love it when Finney whips. Beautifully whipped together. We got a caller who's called in who thinks they might know the answer. What does pow pow mean? Caller, what's the answer? Hello, caller.
Finish.
I mean,
I think they might take that on Jeopardy after to the judges.
Okay, so somebody, I think Scott said that
that's
it
was much,
sort of the ending.
Big finish. It's,
you know,
like
that,
yeah.
It's sort of like, I mean, some might say happy.
That's right.
It could be a happy finish.
This radio,
we are,
this show is going so far south.
We are flirting dangerously with an FCC violation. Anyway, I think we want to give it to the caller, right?
I think absolutely.
Finish.
Come on.
Now let me
what Google says, then that's what it is.
All right, so let me ask you this, caller. Congratulations, by the way. You knew the answer to the question. Congratulations. That's wonderful. Have you ever been to Finney's Landing before, caller?
I'm here right now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, there's nothing here to suggest that there an answer has been given away. We're not playing tricks here. Absolutely. She gets the gift card. So anyway, caller, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Don't go away, because Casey back in the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card to you. So thank you so much for listening. Wow.
We'll be in a bottle.
So somebody right here, Finney.
I think we can just Frisbee her one right across.
We're going to Frisbee. So the answer is finish, you know, ending.
The big end.
And what the big end, what better way to end a sort of a Finney's, but I don't want my Finney's experience to end.
Well, you guys are all welcome to stay.
And stay we will. Okay, so again, Finney's Landing, Sunrise and Swan. Beachfront fun, food, entertainment. Cinco de Mayo is going to be redefined, fellow foodies, tomorrow all day long. We've got live music. We got a special, custom, one-of-a-kind Cinco de Mayo menu that from the very capable and artistic hands of Chef Tiki Tim. This is the place you want to be. I'm going to be here. We're just going to have an absolute fun time. Pick up a few bottles of this Chubasco hot sauce. Take them home with you. Only $5 a bottle. The fun is not going to end. Now, we've got this one last item that we want to taste before we bid you adieu, but again, we're not going anywhere, so I got a bottle of rum to finish before the end.
So
you got the ceviche going on here, right?
That's with one of our Anita Street Market tortilla chips.
Okay, very nice. And then Anita's local?
Absolutely, right
there. Very
downtown.
Nice. Okay, so I'm going in here. Again, the shrimp is saying hello. Refreshing. Again, the ruby red, you know, the glisten of these tomatoes, the beautiful, you know, fresh, ripe
it
avocado.
It is so fresh.
Lunch.
That is.
I'm going in. Talk about the ceviche.
All right. So that is probably some of the most fresh ceviche I've ever had. I mean, it's just the flavors just explode in your mouth. It's just really, it really is going south, isn't it?
But, you know, when things explode in John Farlow's mouth, that's when the show gets
that's
taken
when
off
the show
air.
Gets, yeah.
Anyway, this
get
is
the
served,
7 second delay ready.
This is served in a cocktail glass. One might suggest that it would not violate protocol to actually pick it up and slurp the ceviche.
Absolutely. All the good stuff's at the bottom.
Yeah,
I would not be in non-compliance.
No.
And I think you could actually
throw anybody out
Chubasco
that
in that.
Yeah. But I think that's a great way to dispel of anybody saying, gee, is this proper? Well, we'll just say right across the
we're
bow.
We're already did shots of hot
we're gonna
sauce.
Serve it, we're going to serve it in a glass so you can drink the rest of it.
That's the way we
there
love
you
it.
Go.
Now, you guys talked about some of the other hot sauces or products that are going to be coming out following this flagship Chubasco hot sauce. Is it too early to say what you got up your sleeve?
Not really. I mentioned earlier we've got a Chubasco flavor profiled barbecue sauce. That's going to be another item that's coming out here shortly. Also, right in the restaurant now, you can sample our habanero hot sauce.
That's my favorite. Oh, it really takes it to another level.
All right, so you're serving that right now on the menu.
Available in the restaurant.
And that's going to be bottled up shortly?
Sure. Absolutely.
So barbecue sauce, habanero hot sauce, Chubasco hot sauce. You can take a little piece of Finney wherever you go. That's what I like to do. And you know, and that's how I roll. I don't like to be more than about 5 seconds from a Finney encounter. So that's why I like to take this Chubasco hot sauce with me on the road. And I'm going to do what you suggested, Chef. I'm going to actually try to look for opportunities to incorporate this hot sauce into a cocktail.
Yeah, our Bloody Marys on Sunday. That's where you take them.
So what
or Saturday or any other. Yeah. Saturday at about 5 o'clock.
We got another couple minutes remaining before we have to say goodbye. We want to know, Finney, what can we expect to see from you as we get into the summer months? I mean, Finney's is just going to be rocking all through the summer, always an occasion to party. What do you have up your sleeve for the summer months?
Well, I was really worried last year about, you know, people worrying about restaurants in the summer, but I think we've got such a great neighborhood feel, and we've really been surprised about how many people have adopted us up here. And we didn't see a whole lot of, you know, people leaving town and fleeing. So, in fact, I think August was one of our strongest months last year. And so we like to keep the music going is going to be very key. And, you know, I don't feel like we're just quite as tied to the students or the people that can really torpedo you in the summer. Because it is just, there's a lot of regulars and a lot of great neighborhood feel and in a sense of community, and it's just not a very imposing place to come. So yeah. It is coming.
And I'm glad you brought up the live music, because that's one of the great things here, because you seem to find the best bands. I mean, there's one band that comes here regularly that I think is the best performing band in all of Tucson. It's the am I pronouncing it right, the Muffalettas?
Right, the Muffalettas. The Muffalettas. They came in. And, you know, our stage isn't really big enough to hold all those guys, so they tend to spill out into the restaurant, but it's always a huge party when they have there. Government Cheese is another great local favorite that's been playing, and every time they play, they come in. And, you know, we had a history in our last place with live music, and I think that was something that was sort of missing up here, and it really brings a different vitality every night that they come. And you'll find, depending on the style of music, it's really a different vibe every time. It keeps people guessing. You know, gee, we better stop in and say, you know, who are these guys?
Exactly. We want all of our listeners to experience the vitality for yourselves. Again, Finney's Landing, not tonight, not just tomorrow night, all throughout the year. Finney'sLanding.com for all the information. Anyway, Finney, thanks for rolling out the red carpet. We're having a blast.
Hey, it's great to see you guys.
Tiki Tim, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, man.
John Farlow, celebrity co-host, always fun. Let's drink
always
some rum.
Let's do it.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun on our website, onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend. Cheers.